All right, listen, let me welcome you to our Meeting House Bulletin and Worship Primer for Sunday, November the 10th, 2013, for Eastside Baptist Church in Twin Falls, Idaho. The text that we'll be preaching on Sunday morning on November the 10th is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. The scripture reads in this manner from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. It says, starting with verse 26, "Brothers, consider your calling. Not many are wise from a human perspective, not many powerful, not many of noble birth. Instead, God has chosen the world's foolish things to shame the wise, and God has chosen the world's weak things to shame the strong. God has chosen the world's insignificant and despised things, the things viewed as nothing, so he might bring to nothing the things that God viewed as something, so that no one can boast in his presence. But from him you are in Christ Jesus, who for us became wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, in order that, as it is written, the one who boasts must boast in the Lord." So what I'll intend to do on November the 10th, whenever the saints gather at Eastside Baptist Church at our 10:30 worship gathering, is I will intend to dissect these verses and examine specifically. There's a calling, there's a choosing act of God, there's a redeeming act of God, and then in all of this, how these three things compile themselves together, so that the saint might hear and might know and might have confidence in Christ and know with boldness when he approaches the throne that he's doing so from a position, not from his own merit, but based upon the merit of God, from his calling of the saint, from his choosing of the saint, from his equipping of the saint for this good work. And so I welcome you and invite you to come and gather with us tomorrow morning, Sunday, November the 10th, at Eastside Baptist Church, 204 Eastland Drive North. Here's a quick rundown of some of the of this week's bulletin bulletin information, and focus upon things for both your family and for the church as a whole. First of all, this week's catechism question and answer and proofs from scripture text, these all come from the Baptist catechisms. And this particular question is, how did God create man? The answer is, God created man, male and female, after his own image, in knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over the creatures. The proofs of this are actually quite vast, but a few that you could look up and read with your household is Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, and Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. The Eastside Baptist Church voluntarily associates with the Magic Valley Baptist Association, the Utah-Idaho Southern Baptist Convention, the Southern Baptist Convention, and the National Center for Family Integrated Churches. This week we have several things just for the Meeting House Bulletin that you might be interested in. Today, on Sunday, November the 10th, following our morning worship gathering, we will also have a ministry report from the recent trip that Silas, Bianca, and myself just returned from Port-au-Prince on, and we'll be giving that full report during the fellowship meal on Sunday, right after our worship gathering, and I invite you to come be a part of that. Also, just a upfront reminder that on December the 8th will be our next doctrinal study, and on that doctrinal study, we'll study the doctrine of the Messiah, timely, I think, for the month of December, and the focus that we'll be giving toward the birth of Christ, the Messiah, God with us. Thanks for tuning in for this week's Meeting House Bulletin and Worship Primer for Sunday, November the 10th, 2013. Again, the text that I'll be preaching from on Sunday morning will be 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. And I invite you to prepare your hearts, prepare your household, prepare yourself, prepare your family to come together, worship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Look forward to gathering with you in the morning.